clean water
and great food
and never wake up
and never takes root.
Yeah, soul's a muscle that grow from struggle. You go through trouble and just hope double.
Ha! When the jungle rumble, you stumble. But if you don't crumble, pressure
turns cold into diamonds of pressure. Will make your soul start shining.
It's not in books, it can't be learned.
The soul is a thing that's got to be earned.
Word, that's when it turns to knowledge.
When you know you got it, you know you got it.
That song is called Young Soul, and I started to say you might be wondering, is hip-hop available that will entertain and educate families and help you feel good as you listen together? And indeed it is. And Secret Agent 23 Skidoo is nominated for a Grammy Award for Best Children's Album, and Secret Agent 23 Skidoo is here. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Good. How did this all start? The idea of hip-hop that I hate to just pigeonhole it as saying it's solely for kids, because it sounds terrific. The production values are all there. The words are sharp. The beats are great. How did you develop the style?
Well, you know, you kind of asked two questions there, and I'm going to answer both of them. So, first of all, I've been creating beats, and primarily I've been writing and performing rhymes for about 20 years now. I started when I was about 18, 19 years old. Started with freestyling, then I got into writing, and then I got into performing with a band, and I was with a band that toured nationally for the next 10 years or so, a little bit longer than that. Somewhere in there, I also had a beautiful daughter whose name is Sakara, a.k.a. Saki, a.k.a. MC Fireworks. And when she turned 5, you know, things were going pretty well for us as a band musically and, you know, touring around, and things were good. But the problem with being in a band that's doing well and touring nationally is that the better your band does, in some ways, the less you see your family and the worse your family does. So that was kind of a split that I wasn't really digging. And so when my band took a little break, I came up with the idea of teaching my daughter how to rap. My wife already sang, and she's a really good dancer. She's trained classically in ballet, but also is really into Afro-Haitian and that type of thing. So, you know, we dropped an album, and honestly, the thing kind of had legs from the very beginning. It just started to get momentum, and we started touring on it, and now this is 10 years later, 10 years and five studio albums, one live album, two books, and a record later for 23 Skidoo, and here we are going back down to the Grammys for the second time, which is amazing. And the second question, when you talk about, you know, this applying to people more than just kids, one of the things that I've really experimented with over the course of the music that I've made, because also I think this is really an idea that is central to hip-hop, is that you could put a whole lot of ideas inside a hip-hop song. You could put a whole lot of words, but you could put deep and important ideas inside of these songs. And from the very beginning, I sort of experimented with, like, how much can kids really understand? And both in terms of being able to hear rapid-fire, multi-syllabic lyricism, but then also in terms of being able to comprehend some pretty deep and complex ideas, you know, I keep pushing up the bar with every album to see, you know, when we're going to hit that level of what they can't get. And frankly, I haven't found it yet. So I think that they deserve a lot more credit than we give them in terms of what they can comprehend, especially in this complex and changing world that they've been born into. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And I think I don't think you'll ever reach that level where kids aren't able to keep up and comprehend. Let's listen. One of the tracks I really liked is called Lucktricity. I just like the sound of the word, and I like the sound of it. Let's take a listen to a little bit. This is Secret Agent 23 Skidoo, nominated for a Grammy Award this year.
Flowing through the circuitry of chances and uncertainty. uncertainty. Just make a wish, you're sure to see a flash of electricity. But what if you won every game? What if your good luck never changed? Would you exchange a mystery for the charge of electricity?
I knew a little girl named Tessa Coyle, who liked microscopes and testing soil. When all of her beakers were set to boil, she made herself a hat from aluminum foil. She had radios at the crazy stations and notepads where she made equations about starlight's eerie radiation. She worked on a theory all summer vacation. She studied and searched efficiently till experiments worked consistently. Her breakthroughs prove what wishes need to work, and she called electricity energy from wishing on lots of stars to be amplified with the proper charge. Turn pennies from wishing wells to copper parts to make a machine to send a look off of the charge.
Flowing through the circuitry of chances and uncertainty, just make a wish, you're sure to see a flash of electricity.
Secret Agent 23 is Skidoo. And anybody that can rhyme Tesla coil with something else is a man after my own heart. That's just delightful to listen to. And it's something I think is especially nice about this album, which is called Infinity Plus One, is that it really holds up to repeated listenings. I did not hear a couple of those lyrics the first few times I listened to the CD, because it's so rich that you're going to pick up different parts as well as different nuances depending on the mood you happen to be in as you listen.
Yeah, and that's just it. I mean, I think we all know if a kid likes an album or a movie, you know, they just want to hear it or see it over and over and over and over and over. And you know, so that's why you hide the Easter eggs, you know? That's why the girl's name is Tessa Coyle, because they might not get that, but then later on, there's going to be a time when somebody references Tesla, and then that opens up a whole nother window.
Or you know? they may hear it and say, one of their parents might hear it and say, do you know why Tesla Coil is the name? Let's talk about that. And
well,
suddenly,
yeah, you just nailed it, because that's the whole point. I put things in there that intentionally have to create that, right? Because that's why this is family music, not kid music. If this is truly doing the job that it's supposed to be doing, then it's bringing families together to create dialogue and ask questions and talk about not only some of these concepts, but even some of the words that I intentionally pitch over the heads of my, you know, what will be considered primary audience, so that they have to have those conversations, right? I mean, that's bringing the whole family together to be able to enjoy something and have a conversation and think about it together. That's the whole idea.
And you really have to look for those opportunities, too. They're certainly still out there, but in this day and age, the way entertainment is very much structured to narrow, skinny demographics, it's nice when you find something that can actually bring people together around one common theme. There's really nobody too old or too young to listen to Secret Agent 23 Skidoo.
Well, thank you, man. Yeah, that's important. You know, there's been a few things lately that my daughter and I have been sharing on that level. And one of them is the Hamilton soundtrack. Mm. You know, that thing transcends every boundary in every direction. It's amazing.
Now, we just have a few minutes left. I'm curious, how did you learn about your Grammy nomination this time around, and what kind of reaction was it for you?
So this time around, you know, I knew what day they were announcing it. I knew what morning they were announcing it. Since I'm on the West Coast, you know, it was morning for me. And I was like, man, I'm not gonna be that dude. I'm not gonna like set an alarm and wake up and like, you know, be all, you know, freaky about it. And so I just went ahead and slept in. And I was like, I'll find out when I find out. And then a friend of mine who helped engineer a lot of the album actually was in Mexico, and he just got a text from one of his family saying, hey, you should probably call Skidoo. And he didn't know, because, you know, texts have no tone. So he didn't know if there was a problem. And so he called me worried, and he's like, hey, what's happening? And I was like, I don't know, man, what's happening? He's like, I don't know, is something happening? And I was like, hold on, let me Google this real quick. I'm like, oh yeah, something has happened, and I got nominated for a Grammy. Like, oh, okay, that's way better than I thought.
The other thing I was curious about is, do you get out touring much, and have you been to the Northeast, where we're located in the Pittsburgh area?
You know, I haven't played Pittsburgh yet. I definitely do get up in the Northeast a lot. So we play New York a lot, and we've definitely played Philadelphia a number of times. And, yeah, we tour all over the place, man. We tour all over the country, and we even got to play, we got to headline a festival in India last year. And we play Canada pretty regularly. So we definitely go every place. We don't so much root our tours through specific towns as we wait for people to call us and book us, and then we root it around that. So we have a little control of where we end up going, but we go where we're called, I guess.
That's a good way to be. Well, I want to thank you for being with us, and to wish you the very best of luck. Secret Agent 23 Skidoo, the album is Infinity Plus One. The song you hear right now is called Say Word. Let's listen to the words as I thank Secret Agent 23 Skidoo for being with us.
Hey, man, thank you for the time.